to day 8. You made it. Oh my gosh, you made it. It's day 8. Yay! I'm so happy that you're here. I'm so happy that you're here on day 8. This is an exciting moment. This is an exciting time. And we are here to go to the next level. We are here to go to the next level. So thanks for joining. And just hang on a sec. Sorry about that. Apparently we have a little glitch, as usual, that I needed to clear up. We have a little glitch on that on your new page. Unfortunately, the Facebook link took you to the old page, and I apologize for that. So hopefully many of you figured that out, because we've already got people here. So thank you. Gosh. Honestly, 21 days of stress and overwhelm is just the most powerful way to really, really address stress and overwhelm and really move it to a whole new level. Okay, so I'll fix that later. I was hoping someone on my team could fix that, but apparently not. So it's all good. Woo! So day 8 is day 8 through 10. Sometimes day 11 is usually a little time of breakdown. And that means that, have you ever been on a diet or you've been on a fitness program and there's kind of the renovation kind of completes around that time, if you will. So day 8 through 10, 11, we start to see a lot of final renovation done as we start to also build up. And this is a time when we start to notice that there is there are some things that we missed. There are some things that we missed. So it's like, oh, wow, you know, that golden oldie, or, oh, my God, that belief came from there. These are the kind of things that are going to show up. And it doesn't mean that it's worse or more stressful, although it could be. What it means is that it's in our face. We know too much to go back now. So it's in our face, and it's here to really show us what's next. Right? So it's really here to show us that there's a clear, profound change that is afoot. It's here to show, to really, truly unwind. It's real. It's here to truly unwind. So that when we unwind, we are in complete clarity. There's a clearness that is part of our life now. So that's what we're doing here. The next couple of days, you may notice stuff comes up. Stuff shows up. And it's here because it's coming up and out. So previously to now, we would have pointed at it and said, why me? We would have pointed at it and say, see, I'm still a victim. We would have pointed at it and had that thing, that circumstance show up and prove to us that that we are what we always thought we were. Prove to us our beliefs, right? And instead, you now have a new choice. You now have a new understanding. And instead, we can now point at it and say, what if this is here for me? What if this is here guiding me to up and out energy? What if that's what's really happening here, right? So, that's it. There's a beautiful unwinding as our mind starts to consider that. That no matter what is happening, you know, for some people, for the less courageous, this would be enough to run away, to know that things aren't going to get worse, but they might appear to be more intense. And the less courageous, and that's not you because you're here, but the less courageous would run away from that because it's too daunting. But you're here because you know now that nothing is going wrong, nothing is broken, nothing is happening that is wrong. It's just here for up and out. Right? It's just here because it's ready to be observed by you. It's here because you're ready. Now, I've said this before, I'll say it again. There's this notion of God doesn't give you anything more than you can handle. And I think it's a lot different than that. I think God gives us, our soul gives us, exactly what we are ready for. So if something is happening in your life that seems like it's going to break you, it can't, because it's here because we're ready. The challenges that I face in the morning and the tech glitches that I'm, and the mistakes I've made in this amazing process of getting you all here, including the one I made about today's page not having the correct link to the correct Facebook page, and I apologize for that. All of that is here to nudge me into new choices. It's all here for me, and I'm feeling a lot of frustration in this moment. That I kind of do a lot of this by myself. Thank God for Rita. Rita's here. She's got my back. And it's just the two of us that are doing this. You know, and I used to have a team of 10, a dozen. And so doing this by myself now is different. And it's stressful. And I get to see so much more about who I am and what my business is and what choice I want to make. And it's important and it's perfect. Right? So it's the intensity in day 8 through 10 is here for me right now. And so don't be afraid of your life in this moment. You know, don't think that because you're doing something so powerful and therefore the universe, which is you, is saying, oh my gosh, they're paying attention. I'm going to leverage this moment. I'm going to use this moment so that we can really clear some stuff, that we can really renovate, that we can really tear things down so that we can build something new and clean and clear. And that's what we're doing here today. We're continuing the beautiful tear down in order to build something clean and clear. Got it? Okay, I just need to get this one text out. Okay, got it? So there's another moment. Someone who's on my team who isn't aware that I'm live. And I have to text them to tell them, stop texting me. There it is, right? Nothing wrong with them, nothing wrong with me. But there's a moment of frustration. Up and out, up and out, up and out. The universe is using me as a guinea pig for you. Oh, this is all your fault. The universe is using me as a guinea pig. Oh, my goodness gracious. So here we are. And tap into that notion that we're simply in a renovation. That's all. We're simply in a renovation, right? So we are renovating this. So we've decided to renovate. So when we're in the middle of a renovation, and sometimes it's frustrating, isn't it? When we're in the middle of a renovation, sometimes we wonder, boy, should I have done this by the time it's done? Oh, my God, we're so glad it's done. And we chose to do a renovation, and you chose to do this renovation of your soul at this time, right? So let's get into the choice. Let's get into the, I know something is going to be different at the end. Let's get into the, oh my God, my new kitchen is going to be so gorgeous that it's worth it. The new kitchen of our soul, let's say. Right? Good, 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 good. Okay, so we're going to do a little process here today. And I'm just tapping into you right now to determine and identify the process. That's it. That was a beautiful turtle dove right outside my window that's giving me a wonderful call. That's it. That's it. Okay, that was a little pause of healing. That was beautiful. Beautiful. Okay, so apparently we're going to do some ancestral work. This is always fun because we get to something that is so deep. It's in our DNA. It's in our cellular memory that kind of vibrates things under the level of our awareness, right? So we are, I'll tell you a little, give your mind a little cognitive stuff to chew on as we go into this process so it can be even that much more powerful. Okay, so for those of you, this is a brand new page, so you have to refresh the page in order to get all the goodies, okay? If you haven't refreshed a page, it's going to have old content on there for you. So in order to access the call, in order to access the Facebook, you have to refresh the page. Okie doke. So at this stage on today, it's a brand new page. It's a brand new number. It's a brand new code. It's a brand new Facebook. So in order to access all of that, you have to refresh the page. We now, Rita fixed it. So now the Facebook group is correct now. So you're ready to go. So refresh your listening salon, 21-day listening salon page, so that all the information is current. If you're noticing that the call is not live, it is. And if you're watching this and saying the Facebook isn't there or the downloads aren't there, they are. Okay? Just refresh the page and all the content will be there for you. Okie doke. Okay. Oh, here we go. So we're going to do some ancestral stuff. So the first thing I want to share with you is that there's this beautiful study, not beautiful, it was kind of a sick study, but nonetheless, it was fascinating what it revealed. Dr. Daniel Amen shared this on the Dr. Oz show. So if you want, it might even be on YouTube if you want to go look for it there. And basically what happened is there are these this group of mice, and they were there was a loud sound and rushing noise and rushing movement whenever the presence of cherry blossoms was there. So whenever cherry blossoms were near them, they would be traumatized. And so they were traumatized a whole bunch of times. And then all they had to do was they didn't have to do anything but present the smell of cherry blossoms, and the mice freaked out. They were re-traumatized just by the smell. So that in itself was fascinating. But what was more interesting is that the next generation, there was no trauma at all, and yet the smell of cherry blossoms traumatized them. Second generation, third generation, fourth, fifth, sixth, seven generations of mice held that cellular memory of the cherry blossoms, okay? So I suspect it might even go further back than that. But just imagine that that is held in the cellular memory. So just imagine what our ancestors went through that is still part of the undercurrent of us. So we're going to clear that right now. We're going to clear this undercurrent of the things that are causing us stress, okay? So when stress shows up. And for those of you who are having technical problems today and are getting frustrated, welcome to day 8. Right? My day 8 is the same as your day 8. So we are having a blast here in this moment of up and out. It's here to come up and out. Okay? Got it? All right, so we're going to do a little ancestral cleaning. There we go. So I'm just tapping into how to do that. Okay, so we're going to enter the beautiful white space. We're going to enter the beautiful white space. That place of beautiful neutral. Right? And in that place of really refined neutral, I want you to notice that there are no expectations, there's no attachments, there's no thing. There's just you and you and you, your soul and God. That's it. And just bring your attention into that beautiful neutral place where there's this kind of sensation of concentrated love. Right? That's it, that's it. And just find your breath there. Just find your breath there. Find the space of you there. Ah, find the neutral energy there. And just if you're not finding it, then just pretend it's there. Okay? Just pretend. Just pretend that it's there. That's it. That's it. Good. Excellent. That's it. Beautiful. So in this place of neutral, there's a set of doors in front of you. And we're going to start tapping in from this place of neutral to the stress in our life, to the overwhelm and to the frustration. We're just going to tap into that energy. And as we tap into that energy, we feel kind of an invisible string, if you will, that is pointing to a particular door. And so as we walk through, it's very clear. There's that one door that we're going to go to. And so as we approach that door, we open the door, and as we step inside, we've moved back in time to where our ancestor is that we're going to play with around this energy of stress. Okay? And for those of you who don't believe in this kind of stuff, just pretend it's a story. It's a fable. Honest to God, all of this is just pretend and play and metaphor. And all this pretend and play and metaphor creates a vibrational frequency. And this is proven, that there are vibrational frequencies that are created by the mind. And when the mind changes, the vibrational frequency is changing. And that's what we're doing. So if you don't believe that you can access your ancestor, it's okay. Just pretend. Just pretend you're reading a fictional book right now, that you're walking through the pages of it, okay? So you've opened the door, you're in the time of your ancestor, right? And I am, it looks like I'm in England in around the late 1600s, early 1700s. And this is an ancestor. And I realize that I'm also, I think I'm alive in this lifetime too. That's cute. Anyway, so I'm going to go to my ancestor and, we're going to find them, and the string, that invisible string, is leading us right to them. So we're going to go straight to that person, and we introduce ourselves, and I want to make sure that we are kind of observers here, that we are somewhat neutral, that we are as if we're watching a movie. We are neutral, but we are also quite compassionate and very supportive. So we're embodying this neutral energy, and we can even, if they are shocked by our appearance there, we can even tell them that we're a guardian angel or that we're a fairy godmother or that whatever you want to tell them. You can tell them, and you want to embody that energy as well as you approach them. You want to embody that, and you just approach them and say, you know, can we talk? I'm here for you. I'm here in support of you. In fact, you have called this forward, and I'm here for you. And they know that this is a potent and important moment, and they drop everything they're doing, and we step out of time, in a way, so that they can go back right to the moment that they were in. Even if it was a crucial moment, they're not going to miss a thing. We are stepping outside of time now in this beautiful bubble of safety. And there's this wonderful chair or bench or couch or whatever it is for you that the two of you are going to sit on. And you're just going to have a chat. You're the observer, the guardian angel, the fairy godmother, and this beautiful ancestor are going to just have a chat. And you're going to ask, you're just going to tell them, first of all, that I'm here and I'm not going to leave you until you are feeling fully supported. And even then, I'm going to be present with you. And I'm not going anywhere. I'm here for you. I'm here to see you and acknowledge you and honor you and love you. I'm here for you. And the ancestor is really getting this. The ancestor is really getting this. Like, wow. I have someone who's here just for me. And by us being in the observer state, we're also somewhat detached, so that we're giving them space to just be. We're giving them space to just be. Right? Good. And there's a beautiful moment that happens there where we're breathing and they're breathing, and we are the observer and they're experiencing something remarkable. And we just say to them, tell me a little about the stress in your life, the overwhelm, the upset, the trauma. And they may tell us a little story, and you may just get the essence of it. The story itself doesn't matter. It does not matter. I'm here to tell you that the story doesn't matter. And mine is a she, yours might be a he. Right? We just give them space. And we just let them empty their basket a little bit, and we just let them, encourage them in this moment to start to feel. To start to feel the feelings of stress, because they have been holding it at bay, haven't they? But they've had to, because all they could do was just push on through. Right, right, right. So we just allow them to feel the feelings, and they know that they're in a super safe space. And they finally get to express what can't be expressed in the moment. They finally get to express it. Right? That's it. That's it. And we just let them feel and feel and feel, and we hold their hands and we hug them and we say, it's okay, it's a good thing to feel this, it's a good thing to let it out. And we say, you know, we're not asking you to change at all. Just feel. Just finally express. And then we say to them, of course, that's how you feel. Of course you would feel that way. Of course you would express that way. Of course you would. How else could you feel? So it's safe now to feel it. And for some of us, I'm giving her an enormous hug. And she's weeping in my arms at the terror. That there, it had something to do with some outside influence. I'm not exactly sure what, but it doesn't matter. There's terror, and she is terrified for herself and her family. That's it. I think it might be war. And so we just honor that. And we just let them feel that. And we get to say to them, of course, how else could you feel? What an incredibly courageous woman you are. In the face of all that, you still care for your family. You still love and honor them. You still do the best you can. I'm saying this to mine. What are you saying to your ancestor? It might be a man, it might be a woman, whoever they are, just honor what they're feeling. Honor it. Honor what they're feeling. Allow them, there we go. And there's starting to be a little shift now as they're honoring it. As it's starting to, you know, when it comes to, okay, whew, I got that out. And we just notice now that the love is starting to seep in, and we just share with them how much we care about them. And they start to notice that this beautiful energy of love is moving in, that by expressing, it created space, and the space is being filled now with this love. With this love that is there for them. That's it. With this love that is there for them. Yeah. That's it. That's it. And as they feel the love, they start to feel strength coming into their being. As the love gets bigger and bigger and bigger and is marinating them, they start to feel the strength of who they are. They start to remember who they are. That's it. And in this strength, they start to stand on their feet and realize that they have this power within them that is love. They are filled with this love, and they have power within them that is this love. That's it. That's it. And as they stand and start to remember their power, that power grows as it is fueled, as it is fueled by this incredible love of God, of their soul. And it's as if their bones, their arms, their tissue, their sinew is strengthened. It's as if their mind is knowing its power. It's as if their emotions are in this place of power, not victim, but power. And they're starting to see the beauty and the joy in their life. They're starting to notice what's right and good in their life, and they started to notice that with this power flowing through them of just love, the power of love flowing through them, they can see their world in a different way, and they can also see the mechanism of that love, that it is true power in the world, even though it didn't a moment ago. Because they can feel it running through them, they can feel and sense that when they move through their life with power, their life changes. With the power of this love, their life changes. It's as if in this safe place outside of time and space, they can see the mechanism of the power of love and how it ripples out from them and changes the circumstances around them. She watches her children now change. She watches time in the space of no space and time. She can watch time move. And she can watch that as she stands in her power, in her love, in this love that is just a natural part of her that has been awakened in this moment. As she sees that, she can see time moving forward and how her children are different in the face of this power, no matter what the circumstances. She watches the circumstances themselves change. In that, no matter what shows up, she is in this love energy, this love that contains within it her power. She remembers who she is, and nothing can sway her from that. And she watches time march forward, and how her children and her husband and her grandchildren, and then she watches all of these beautiful beings change in the face of her power. And she watches how all of these beings change, and her grandchildren, and her grandchildren, and her grandchildren's grandchildren, and her grandchildren's grandchildren, and she looks at us. She says, "Wow, it's you." We say, "Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for claiming your power so that I can claim my power. Thank you." And we know that she's going to move into that lifetime with an energy of this power, and that the circumstances of life remain, and yet the power that she has, circumstances just don't impact her nearly as in the way they did. Her children change in the face of this. And the circumstances themselves over time cannot help but change in the face of her beliefs, changing into one of, I have great power. I have great power. And we feel that there's this knot of stress that just untangles itself in our heart. This knot of stress untangles itself in our DNA. And she witnesses it. She witnesses the tangle change from her transformation. She witnesses it. And we feel the knot in our heart unwinding. We feel the knot in our heart unwinding. That's it. There's a beautiful healing happening right now. And I'm being drawn to do a little soul song, which I haven't done yet. Sound vibration moves in and can tighten the weave of a new pattern. So we just repatterned something. We created a new neural pathway, a new pattern from this unwinding of our ancestral memory. And it's new. It's a baby in there. And so we're going to just tighten the weave with a little soul song. Sound vibration, and sound vibration cuts through everything. It goes right to what's needed. So know that this little soul song is going to move in and go to exactly what's needed right now to make sure that this new pattern of this changed DNA, of the unwinding in the heart space, of the power and strength that that ancestor gifted us with, is going to be even further strengthened so that the weave of the foundation that we are tightening starts loose and tightens up in the face of this. And we can now stand upon that platform of that tightened weave of a new pattern of strength and power. So this is the ancestral soul song of strength. Here we go. It. Beautiful. That was quite powerful. So that was all you coming through me to you. That was all you coming through me to you. And your beautiful ancestor bathed in that soul song and received that soul song as well, strengthened that bond to her power, his power, their power. And they move into their life now, and there's this beautiful ripple through time. As this great power manifests on the earth through our ancestors, manifests all the way to right now, and fills our heart with our power, and reminds us of our great power and strength. That's it. That's it. Beautiful. So I'm going to finish up the Facebook Live here, and I am opening up the lines on the call. So go to the page. Look for Rita's post there. She's giving you the correct dial-in information. Apparently, I, again, made a little boo-boo, and I apologize. And it's all your fault because you are in the stress and overwhelm. And you create... No, I'm just kidding. Oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry if I caused you stress by not putting in the correct phone number in there, or the PIN number. I apologize because it has changed. So I apologize. I'm sorry. And I hope you'll forgive me that we're in this together and we're co-creating it every moment. So if you'd like to come and join on the call, please do so now. For those who are listening in the future, go and watch, listen to, you can fast forward to about 38 minutes in and tap in or listen again and tap into the amazing healing that's going to happen as I answer some questions and I do some spontaneous transformation healings. It's powerful when we do it in a group. Thanks. I love you on Facebook Live and I will see you on the call. Okie doke. And for those, and for those who are on the call, press star 2 to raise your hand. Star 2 will raise your hand. Star 2 will raise your hand. Now, notice what the operator is saying, because if you press it twice, it will lower your hand. So the first time raises, the second time lowers. So star 2 will raise your hand if you'd like a session, if you have a question, if you have a comment. If you're mad at me. If you're mad at me. Okay, so I didn't have my mic plugged in either. My goodness, I've had a morning. All right, so welcome everyone. Star 2 will raise your hand. Star 2 will raise your hand. And it looks like there probably was no sound at all for those. Anyway, I apologize. This morning was a bit of a disaster. I'm so sorry. Anywho. Bring your, just everyone take a nice deep breath with me, would you? Just bring, take a nice deep breath with me. Whew. Wow. And press star 2 to raise your hand. Press star 2 to raise your hand. Okay. So there is a new password for this, all right? So we've refreshed the page with the new password, and I apologize. I've made some boo-boos this morning, so I hope you'll forgive me for that. And star 2 will raise your hand. Star 2 will raise your hand. And we're going to go with... looks like it's California. Last four digits are 0702, and you're on the air.
Oh, hi. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
I've never participated in one of your things before, so I was just wondering if you could offer some kind of healing that I might need, or I didn't really have a question.
Okay. Have you been on the 21 days?
Or yes, I've been here every day. Yes, so far.
Okay, you've been here every day.
Yes.
Okay, so it's helpful if I know what's going on. The spontaneous transformation works best if I know what's going on. If there's something that I can help you with in particular.
Okay. Yes, it's unconscious stress. on the surface, I don't feel like I have a lot of stress happening, but I'm noticing that my body's very tense, my teeth are clenched, I'm not sleeping well. So it's like I can't really see it, is
Got
how
it.
I'm feeling.
Okay, good. That's good.
And it may be related to I have this thing where I need to do everything right.
Mm.
That's something that I get. Like I have, okay. And I'm like panicked if I can't do everything right. I get frozen a lot, like you said, that like the deer in the headlights.
Right. Oh, I read your post. Okay, got it.
Okay. Yeah.
You're the one that shared that you didn't realize there was that third thing.
Yes.
Was that you? Yes.
Yeah, that
okay,
was
good.
Me. Yes.
Okay.
It
good.
Described
good, good,
my
good.
Life perfectly.
Good. Okay. Excellent. All right. So. Now, everyone probably has some symptoms of stress. So if you are someone who is a perfectionist and gets really stressed out or because you can't do it perfect and can't start as a result, or if you're having, like, deep procrastination, or if you are just having symptoms of stress, what was your name again?
Sharon.
Sharon. Like Sharon is having with body, the body's tense, the teeth are clenched. Any one of those will be a nice point of access for a spontaneous transformation that we're going to do right now. So, bring your attention to right now and just notice, all of you just notice, any one of those things, choose one. So we're going to go with everything, have to do everything right, and how you get frozen by that. So just tap into that energy. Tap into a moment where you've done that and just notice if there's an emotion there. And the rest of you do the same. Is there an emotion there? Just tap into that I have to do everything right and frozen and notice if there's an emotion underneath it, like fear or anger or hurt or sadness.
Yeah, there's fear.
Fear. Okay, good, good. So just notice the fear. You don't have to do anything with it right now. Just notice it. And the rest of you, just notice it. You don't have to dive into it, do anything with it. We're going to bring our attention now. Where is that fear in your physical body? Where is that fear in your physical body?
Now that I said it, my whole body's very heavy. Oh, it's in the pelvis area.
In the pelvis area. Okay, so bring your attention to that pelvic area, but you're going to bring a certain kind of attention. You're going to embody the observer. Okay, so you're going to embody the observer.
Okay.
And so an observer is someone who is very neutral, who is detached, but in a loving way, detached in a loving way. So it might be like a fairy godmother. It might be like an archetypal mother energy like Mary. Mary is detached. Mothers have to be detached sometimes, don't they?
Yes.
Right? And so it could be that, or it could be a fairy godmother, could be a guardian angel. So what feels right for you if you were kind of an archetypal energy of that embodied observer? What would that be like for you?
Yeah, kind of a guardian angel.
Good, good. So really embody that, feel that. And for the rest of you, do the same. Feel yourself embodying that beautiful guardian angel, that beautiful neutral energy that is supportive but neutral. Feel the neutrality in that. Feel that that neutrality allows everyone around you to have space to just be themselves, which is something that we always want, right? So just embody that neutral energy of the guardian angel. And notice also that they're also compassionate. And we're going to bring that embodied state to this pelvic area. Okay?
Okay.
And as you approach the pelvic area as this embodied observer, you're going to notice that there's a younger version of you in that pelvic area. Does that feel true?
Yes.
Good. So as that younger version of you in that pelvic area is there, and you are the embodied observer, and you just make yourself known that you are there for them and yet giving them space, that you're here in compassion, yet are making sure that they get to have their space in a state of neutral. So you're not going to react to anything that they do. You're going to be present there for them. Does that feel true for them?
Yes.
Good. And we're just going to say to that little girl, to that little Sharon that it's okay to feel right now. It's okay to feel that fear. That feeling the fear is that they've been holding on to this fear for a very, very long time, and understandably so. And they held on to it for a reason so that they could protect and help us to survive. And
yes.
And we thank them because they helped us, they saved us, didn't they, by holding on to this fear,
yes.
Didn't they? So we just say to them, now it's time to finally give voice to this thing that was unvoiceable previously. And had they given voice to it the first time, it would not have been safe, would it have?
No.
So we just let them give voice finally to that fear. And how is she expressing the fear? And the rest of you, allow your little ones to just give voice to that emotion, whatever the emotion is. And how is she expressing that, Sharon?
She's hysterical. She's screaming. She's fighting and flailing.
Good. That's good. Of course she would, right? Of course she would.
Yes.
That is an appropriate emotion. That is an appropriate action, is it not? And just remember that you're the observer. You're observing and
right,
she's
so
feeling.
So I can keep my distance.
Yeah.
I don't have to get sucked into the emotion.
No, not even a little bit. No.
Okay.
You get to just honor that she is feeling that emotion. You get to say to her as the observer, of course you would feel that way.
Okay, thank you.
Of course you would feel that way. How else could she have felt, yes?
Right.
There was no other way to express. Of course that's how she feels. And your observers
yes.
are saying that to your little ones. Of course that's how you would feel. Of course. Of course. Of course. And we get to say as the observer, you're doing a really good job, Sharon, of being the observer. And she's noticing how powerful it is that you're giving her space to feel. She's really noticing that. Does that feel true?
Yeah, she's starting to calm down.
Oh, cool. And she doesn't
she's
have to calm
calmer.
Down. Yeah, she doesn't have to, by the way. But if she wants
shift.
To, that's fine. That's fine.
Yeah, I felt a shift, like she noticed me or something.
Good. And it's okay. And there might be another feeling that's present here that she's ready to now express.
Okay.
Beyond the fear. Okay, there's something maybe even underneath the fear that she's ready to express. And we just
and
say to
anger.
Her, yes. So she gets to now express the anger. That's perfect.
Yes.
And now she gets to express that in any way she wants. Again, you are just there present for her in compassion.
Yes.
And we just tell her, you tell her as the observer, I'm so sorry for what happened. I'm so sorry.
Okay.
I'm so sorry for what happened. And just tell her how much you love her, how much you care about her.
Okay.
That's it. And just tell her, yes, of course she would feel that anger. Of course
right.
you would. Of course you would. Yes, that's appropriate. That's as it should be. That's exactly what the real emotion is. Yes. That's it.
Yeah.
And tell her how much she's loved. The rest of you do the same. Just share how much she's loved. That's it. And we just love her. And we just say, I love you so much. And we notice that not only do we love her, but there's this energy of love moving in. Does that feel true?
Yes. There's an opening and allowing for it.
That's right. And so this energy of love is moving in, and she just gets to feel the anger. And there might even be another emotion under the anger that she gets to express. She gets to express all of it in this really safe zone. And we again get to thank her for holding on to all of this for so long to help us to survive. Thank you. She waited until we were strong enough, until she is strong enough and ready to handle this. Is that true?
Yes, very true.
Right. So now is the time. Is there an energy, is there an emotion underneath that anger? And there might not be, and it's okay if there isn't.
There's a little bit of calm.
Good. Okay. So this beautiful love is moving in. This beautiful love is moving in, and it's just in loving her and honoring her and acknowledging her and cherishing her, and just, and there's this beautiful energy of compassion for what she went through and how hard that was.
This is good because it's the calmness. She's starting to allow the love in. There were so many emotions before it couldn't come
That's correct. That's correct. And yet, the emotions created the portal for the love to come in, didn't it? So this is perfect. This, she's a smarty pants.
Yes.
She's so smart, isn't she? She's so freaking clever.
Yeah. It was great because I had no idea how to open the channel for that.
Yeah, well, we can't because the mind can't open it.
Oh, right.
So she opened it. She did this.
Yeah.
Just as she protected us, she opened it. So the love is now here and here and coming in and loving and honoring and saying, just want to check one more time that there's not another emotion underneath that. If there is, it's, if there isn't, it's totally okay. If there is, then she gets to feel that too.
It's and tears just, of joy.
Oh, perfect. So we just get to love and honor her and watch as this love comes in, matching the feeling. And we see that the love is so much greater than the original upset. Is that true?
Yes.
It's so much more potent. And yet it doesn't dismiss the emotion because the emotion is appropriate, isn't it?
Yes, but it just kind of engulfs it.
Yeah, that's correct. That's right. Beautiful. Beautiful. And, you know, we're really not asking her to change at all.
Right.
She does not need to change. Not need to change. She gets to just actually be her. Is that true?
Yes. Yes.
That's it. That's it. Okay, so there's a beautiful resolution that has happened, and now we're going to ask her a question. We're going to ask her, beautiful little one, what is it that you need now? Around all of this, around the teeth clenching and the having to do everything right, the frozen energy and the emotions that you just expressed and the resolution and the joy that happened and the love that's here around, all of it. What is it that you need now, little one? We all ask our little ones, what do you need now? And let them answer.
I'm just getting more love, and as I'm getting more love, I'm feeling a release of a lot of the tension and clenching and the muscles are relaxing, like, for the first time in quite a while.
Good. Yeah, so ask her to show you what would more love look and feel like if it was just a part, an everyday part of your life. If that more love was just kind of like, oh, how usual. What would that be like? Ask her to show you. Ask her.
Okay.
So then the rest of you, ask the little one to show you. Ask the little one to show you. What would that be like if more love was just part of your life? What would that be like? Ask her to show you. And don't use your mind. I can feel your mind kind of trying to figure it out. Let the mind go and let her show you. Let her show you. She's going to show you. That's it. Good. Well, what is she showing you?
I don't know.
Yeah, your mind really took over there. I want you to notice that your mind took over.
Yeah.
And it's a good thing that your mind took over so that you can see the pattern.
Okay, good.
Okay? So there's likely a belief in there that too much joy is not a good thing. It's dangerous. Does that feel true?
Yeah. Yes, yes.
Yeah, yeah. So the mind is there in protection. It's not doing anything wrong. It's just coming in to protect from an old, and it's the belief is dominated for a long time. Now we've created a new neural pathway, and that new neural pathway is one of more joy, more love. So I want you to bring your attention now, we're going to invite the mind in as a witness only, but the mind is in partnership, and we thank the mind for protecting us. Thank you, because it did, didn't it? It helped us to survive.
Yeah. Yes.
So we're just going to say to the beautiful mind, just for the next few minutes, please be a witness to the to a potential of seeing the truth of who we are. And the mind acquiesces somewhat unwillingly in your case.
Yes.
But it has said, has agreed just for the next few minutes, and then it's taking over again, and that's okay. We're like, yep, that's good, that's good, that's fine. And we bring our attention back to the little girl and have the little girl show you what love would feel like as if it were part of your everyday life, as if it were, oh, how usual. There we go. You're back. Excellent.
Okay.
And so the little girl's really happy you're back because she really wants to show you this. Is that true?
Yes.
Good. Good. So what's it like? Have her show you. What's it like to have love a part of your everyday?
It's just a playfulness. Like a very lighthearted playfulness, a letting go of anything serious, just carefree kind of moving and doing things that make me happy.
Good. And what's that like for you? What's that like?
walks
hard to describe,
nature.
Isn't it? Sorry, say
yeah.
that again.
Walks in nature, just the connection to nature.
Yeah, just and what's that like when you're walking in nature? Just describe what it's like.
Yeah, it's a connection to earth and plants and animal and sky and oh, it's expansive and beautiful and free.
Beautiful and free. Feel that and
oh,
notice
yes.
it. That's it. Feel that beautiful free, and the mind is witnessing it in awe, saying, wow, beautiful and free. And I want you to notice that in that state of beautiful and free, there's a natural kind of protection, right? Because it's not it's an innocence with strength. It's not an it's
right.
an innocence with strength. It's an innocence with power. It's an innocence that has a capacity to see what's going on in the world as it's also in joy. Does that feel true?
Right. Yes, the energy that could have intruded before that I was protecting myself from is
yes.
It's not the same. I could see it. There's
that's
nothing.
Right.
It's protected. Yes.
That's
it's protected.
Right.
It's all seeing. So there's nothing
right.
that could sneak up on me.
That's exactly right. Well done, Sharon.
Yeah.
It's like you have this 360-degree vision now by
yes.
being you, by just being you in joy and play. Right?
Oh, that's great. Yes. Wow. Thank
that's
you.
It. Beautiful. Well done. So if there were an I am ceremony around this new energy, what would the I am statement be?
Oh, it's absolutely I am free.
There you go. Okay. So everyone get together with their little one, and you're going to put a little they're going to put a ceremony together for you. And they've already got it organized. What does your ceremony look like, Sharon?
Oh, it's
she's organized
beautiful
it for you.
Night sky.
Uh-huh.
Stars. People standing around in a circle, fire, orbs,
beautiful.
And then all these orbs releasing up to the sky.
Beautiful. Okay, so on the count of
and
three.
Turning into doves.
Oh, beautiful. Oh, my gosh, that's incredible. Very creative. So on the count of three, everyone's going to get together with their little ones, with their younger selves, and do this I am ceremony, claiming I am. And in your case, Sharon, freedom. So here we go. On a count of three, you're going to say it out loud three times. Say it out loud three times. One, two, three.
I am free. I am free. I am free.
That's it. Beautiful. Beautiful. Does that feel true?
Oh, yes. Oh, my God, I've been waiting for this so long. Thank you.
You're so welcome, Sharon. That was all you, my love. That was all you. You did it from
thank
start
you.
To finish. And thank
you,
little
you.
One.
Thank you.
Thank that little one. She's amazing.
Okay, thank you. Thank you
much
so
love,
much.
Honey. Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay, we're going to go to Star Tool. Raise your hand if you'd like, if you have a question or a comment. Question, comment, or would like a session, Star 2 will raise your hand. Okay, we're going to go to Colorado. Last four digits are 0486, and you're on the air.
Hi.
Hi there. Who's that?
This is Tara.
Hey, Tara. How can I help you?
In that last process there, my little one was having a really hard time letting go of the emotions.
Mm-hmm. The session we just did with Sharon?
Yep, yes.
Okay.
And this, it's been in the right side of my neck. It's been there for a few days.
Okay.
When I tap into whatever we're supposed to be tapping into, it mm-hmm. usually goes there.
Okay. Okay, so bring your attention to her. And what was the topic that you were kind of focused on?
I did the same thing she did. But it was a little different. It was the idea of not doing things right.
You can't get things right.
Yes. Mm. Or I make a mistake. Usually around my children.
Can't do things right. That is mine, too.
Isn't that fun?
Oh, my God, right? We are so cute. Okay. And how old are your children?
14, 12, and 9.
Well, there you have it. You're not going to do things right until they're at least in their 30s. Oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. And we're gonna play with this now so that it isn't gonna be hard on you anymore. It's just gonna be them doing their shtick with their puberty and everything that's going on, right? It's yes. This hormone's gone wild in your house, and you're gonna come out of this with an energy of they're them and I'm me. I'm still mm-hmm. me. In the midst mm-hmm. of everything that they think, I'm still me. Okay?
Mm-hmm. I don't think it's all me.
What's that, honey?
I don't think they think I do it wrong. It's really just me.
Okay.
Which is nice.
Okay, good.
For it to be internal instead of...
Well, let's just play for a second here. What would it be like if you did it right? What would that be like? What would that feel like? If everything you did was right, what would that be like? Just pretending.
There'd be a peacefulness,
mm-hmm.
a calmness. Joy.
Mm.
Not
if you just feel
absence
that, just
of tap, worry.
Yeah, just tap that. Tap into that. What would that be like? There it is. This muscles are relaxing now, just tapping into it. Does that feel true?
Mm-hmm.
So, that's something that's a new little practice I'd like you to do, Tara, is to just feel what it might be like if you were peaceful, if you got it right every time. So that's your homework, just every day, because we've got these new neural pathways that are our baby muscles, and we need to grow them. Mm-hmm. And so a practice, just 3 to 5 minutes, whenever you're feeling that tension, see if you can just take a minute or two and feel what it feels like to just, what if right now I did all that right, even if it looks wrong.
Okay.
What if I did that right? Just, and do it again right now. What does that feel like? What if, just what if, pretending, absolute fantasy, that you got, you always did it right. No matter what it was right. What if that were true? What would that be like? Just pretending.
Same, still peaceful. That
sure,
I didn't
good.
Fail them. It's the absence of failing them.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. Good, good. So that's a new practice for you, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so getting it right. Let's everyone play with that one. If I don't get it right, it's going to be bad. I really can't get it right, so then therefore it is bad. It's always bad. Wow, what a great cycle. I can't get it right, and that's going to be bad. But we know that we'll never get it right, so it's going to be really bad. So that, therefore, ergo, it's all bad all the time.
Yes.
Right?
Well,
yeah.
No, but...
Yes. No, that's the belief, and that's okay. That's okay. It's good for us to recognize, to recognize, to see, to point at the belief. That's the belief. The belief is, I can't get it right, it's going to be bad. I never get it right, so it's always bad. So it's bad all the time. Oh, my God, you're so cute. Oh, my God, you're so cute. So we're going to thank, first of all, our beautiful mind and our beliefs for protecting us with that amazing belief, because somehow that crazy belief saved us, didn't it? It did. It saved us.
Oh, yeah.
Because
yeah.
it was so nuts before that the only thing we could do was come up with that crazy warped belief so that we could stand in that bubble of this is why everything's bad all the time, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's bad all the time because I can't do it right. Oh, okay. Well, now it makes sense. We can keep living because of that, right? So that's how the belief works. It works because it helps us to create this wild, warped decision about who we are and what life is to help us to survive. Does that feel true?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, this is really powerful. This is really powerful. You got a strong mind,
yes.
Good intellect. So this is good. This is good for yours and my intellect. I'm with you on this one. It's really good for the intellect to go, wow, it makes sense why I created this belief. It makes total sense. All right. So now that we have it, what's the emotion underneath it? What's the emotion underneath that belief?
Fear.
Yeah. Okay. And where is that fear in your physical? Yeah. Poof, right? Fear and shame. Good. And now we don't need to dive into it. Let's just find out where that is in your body. Where is that in your physical body?
Kind of between my heart and throat.
Good.
Maybe in throat.
Good. So bring your attention into your that area. But you're going to bring a certain kind of attention. You're going to bring the attention to the observer. You're going to be this beautiful embodied observer. And you're going to have your incredible intellect just move off to the side temporarily. We're going to ask the intellect to observe from its intellectual perspective, gaining, it's like a research scientist. And it's going to be off to the side, just writing data down, just capturing data, not intervening, because the scientist knows that if it intervenes in the experiment, it can ruin it, right?
Right.
This is a grand experiment, and your mind is a powerful scientist that really wants the experiment to go as planned. So it's going to stay out of it and simply observe. Does that feel okay?
Yes.
Good. That's really strong. Okay, good. So now you are going to embody this observer. And the observer could be a scientist as well, or it could be a fairy godmother, a guardian angel, or this archetypal mother energy like Mary. What feels right for you?
Usually I go to the mother.
Okay, great. So bring your attention to that really archetypal mother, the mother that is neutral, that doesn't necessarily intervene, that is neutral and allows things to play out, that is also quite compassionate at the same time. And what does it feel like to be that real state of neutral observer?
Clear and calm.
Good. Good. Excellent. So in this clear, calm state, you're going
to get there, though, because I'm on the phone and it's making me nervous.
You're on the phone.
I'm being seen. I feel like I'm.
I feel like
I'm on stage.
Yeah, yeah. So
not.
Understood. And we acknowledge that there's some fear there about being the one chosen today to work. Good. And we're going to just ask your mind again to step away. And remember, it's a scientist, and it's just taking notes and observing, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So it's over there. And the observer has no, the archetypal mother has no problem with any of this. Is that true?
Yes.
And I don't want to put words in your mouth, but I want you to notice that the archetypal mother has no problem with any of this. Is that true?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. And your mind's over there, and the archetypal mother is now the dominant energy. Is that true?
Yes.
And how does that feel now?
Calmer.
Good. Excellent. So you're going to embody, and it's good because you got to be even more calmer and more clear. So that was a good moment.
Mm-hmm.
That was a good moment. So now you're in this calm, clear energy. Does that feel true?
Yes.
Good. And bring your attention. Don't say yes unless you mean it, okay? No, no's are fine. No's are fine. No pressure here, okay? You can't do this wrong. There is no wrong with this process. And if you do, I'll totally tell you. I'm just kidding.
I can't even do the process right.
Yeah, you cannot get this process wrong, truly. You can't. It's impossible because every single part of it is part of the process. So, sorry.
That's so funny.
I'm
like
so sorry.
Process. I've been doing it.
You're doing it right. I'm so sorry you're doing it right. Okay, so let's embody the observer again and just watch the beautiful mind out on the periphery, but really part of it, isn't it? Because they're the scientists observing the experiment. And they were curious about that last little piece.
Mm-hmm.
Is that true?
Yes, it is.
Good. So it kind of got a little bit of data of, huh, when I intervene, it has an impact. And I didn't even know I was intervening. Wow. It's jotting some notes down, your beautiful mind.
Yes.
That's it. Good. And now you're in this mothering observer energy. That's it. That's it. Beautiful. That's it right there. What does that feel like?
I kind of knowing.
Yes. That's right. A different kind of wisdom than intellect. Is that true?
Yes.
That's beautiful. Oh, man, it's so precious. Wow. And the scientist is furiously taking notes. Wow. There's something different than just my mind that works. That's cool. Mm-hmm. Wisdom. Sage. Yes. Okay, so bringing that wisdom, that compassion, and that detachment, all there. You're going to bring that now into that area between your chest and your neck. This embodied passion, clarity, calm, wisdom. That's it, good. And as you bring your attention to that area, you can see the little one, the younger version of you. Is she there?
Mm-hmm.
And you just bring your attention, bring her attention to you so that she can see you. And you're going to be clearly emanating this intention and attention that you are an observer here for her, that you are giving her space to just be, and you're going to be somewhat detached, yet you are absolutely here in compassion. Does that feel true for her?
Yes.
Okay. So we just, as the observer, you're going to say to her, I'm here and I'm present and I'm not leaving you. I'm here to support you and honor you and acknowledge you.
I'm here to support you and acknowledge you and honor you.
And I'm not going anywhere.
I'm not going anywhere.
I'm staying right here with you.
Staying right here with you.
That's it. And I'm here and I'm present for you.
Here and I'm present for you.
With you.
With you.
And I'm not leaving you.
I'm not leaving you.
There we go. We finally got that. A little bit of energy of, okay, she believes it. Is that true?
Mm-hmm.
Did it take her a minute to get to believe that?
She's pretty skeptical.
Yeah, yeah. She's got that incredible intellect.
Yeah.
Right? So, yeah. So she's now starting to get it, that you're here for you, and you're going to, and she's kind of like, well, I need proof. And you're like, okay. And so your proof is going to be maintaining your distance. Your proof is going to be loving her and honoring her and having compassion for her as you maintain your distance. And she's like, she's kind of, I don't want to put words in your mouth, but I'm seeing her kind of tap her foot and saying, okay, give this a try.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Good. So as you are present with her in this capacity, and it's almost as if you guys have made an agreement now. I'm going to be over here, you're going to be over there. And now you say, around this fear and shame, it's time to feel it. And we're going to explain to her why, because her intellect, it will help her if her intellect understands. Does that feel okay?
Yes.
Okay. The first time she felt the fear and shame, it had to be repressed and suppressed and put in this little walnut-like thing so that she could protect you. Is that true?
Yes.
Protect her and all of you. Yes?
Yep.
Okay. So she suppressed it and repressed it in this thing so that she could survive.
Mm-hmm. She suppressed
it
really well. Yeah.
And it worked. It worked incredibly well. She suppressed it really powerfully. And it's been held, and it's been held there for a really long time. And the time has come. And we know the time has come because you're here with her.
Mm-hmm.
We know the time has come because you've asked this question, because you've been chosen on this call. The time has come for her to finally give voice to what was previously unvoiceable. She understands intellectually what repression and suppression does. She gets it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's time to finally crack open that walnut and feel those feelings. It's time to do that. And it's time because it's here. It's presented. The opportunity is presented. Now, she can choose if she wants to not do that. She can. This is her time and her space. She can do whatever she wants. This is all her choice. So there's no pressure here for her to do anything at all. However, the opportunity has presented itself to her, and I know that she is a bit of a risk taker.
Mm-hmm.
So if she wants to, it's time to crack open that walnut and start feeling the fear and the shame. And I understand that that might seem difficult and maybe even impossible. And yet, This is a very safe space that she has created. She has created the safe space. The amount of time that we have taken for you to be the observer and for the mind to be the scientist is all her. She's done all that.
Okay.
So she's created this safe space. And if there's anything else that she wants us to do to make it even safer, we're in.
I think she's good.
Okay, then it's time to feel. It's time to crack open that walnut and feel. That's it. And how is she expressing that shame and that fear?
She's fearful of feeling.
Say that again?
She was fearful of feeling it. At first, it's like rage, really.
Yeah, that's right. And that is appropriate. That is an appropriate emotion, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
That is a perfect emotion. That's appropriate, as it should be. Of course, she's going to feel the rage, isn't she?
Mm-hmm.
So we just let her feel it. And you as a mother just get to be present in compassion. How does that feel?
Good. I can feel the compassion on my side, and the rage is kind of going into grief, and then the shame too.
Good,
on her
good.
Side.
And as it should. Of course she would feel grief. Of course.
I think she's
she
beating herself up too. Mentally, like I'm a bad person.
Right. And that's what she thought. And it's understandable why she would think that, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
So she gets to just feel the emotions underneath the beating up. Because there's emotions and beliefs that are under there. They're creating that energy of beating up, and so it's okay for her to feel all of that. And what else would she have felt? Of course she's going to feel that way. That's appropriate. That's as it should be. Those are real emotions.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
She wants to go hide.
Okay, she can go
run away from it.
She can hide if she wants. She can do whatever she wants. We're not asking her to change. Okay? We're not asking her to change. Just to feel. To finally give voice to this thing that wasn't safe to voice the first time.
Mm-hmm.
So we just let her feel. That's it, right there. That's it. And what's happening now?
She's just releasing it all.
Yeah.
Like it looks like she's standing, like surrendering. That's what it is.
Good.
Like standing with her arms out, looking up.
Yeah. She's so powerful. Oh, my gosh, she's powerful. So wise. The strategies that she used to keep all this at bay was just incredible, brilliant. Is that true?
Yep. She's trying to figure it out.
Yeah, and, you know, the time for figuring it out is not right in this moment. It's really just time. And if she wants to do that, she can. However,
feels like in the past.
Yeah.
Like she did try, like that's what she did to survive.
I see. That's exactly right. She tried to figure it out and she came up with some conclusions. And those conclusions helped her to survive. And right now, that's it right there. There's a beautiful, I can feel the energy of surrendering and starting to know how brilliant she is and how that brilliance can be applied in really cool new ways now. That's it. That's it right there. We're in the healing singularity now. That's it. That's it. Good. That's it. There you go. And what's happening now?
She seems to have a little bit of a, like she's looking around, like this is different.
Mm. And what's different for her? What's it feel like for her?
She's just looking around like it's a new way to look at her.
Right.
Her life and her, like the way things are.
That's right. That's right.
Breathing.
Yeah. Yeah. Good. And so around all of this understandable shame and fear, of, I mean, it's just so understandable, isn't it? She gets it, why it was there.
Mm-hmm.
Around that and around the resolution, the surrender that just happened, mm-hmm. around all of it, what is it that she needs now? What does she need now?
Like connectedness, like to be, like just to be.
Yes, to be. And what would that be like if she could just be? Ask her to show you. And for the rest of you, ask your little ones to show you. What would it be like if that need were expressed? So for you, Tara, what would that be like if that, if to, what would it be like to just be?
She's like skipping and there's a knowing, there's wisdom.
Yeah.
There's.
That's it.
Joy.
That's it. Good. And what's that like? Describe that. What's that like, that skipping, that joy? And the rest of you, describe that need expressed. What's that like?
It feels just like being light and
yeah.
filled with light.
Yeah, that's it. Filled with light. Feel that, notice that, see that, claim that.
She's so grateful.
Yeah. That's it right there. That's it. Good. And now we're going to do the little I am ceremony. And does she have a ceremony organized?
Oh yeah.
Okay, good. And what are you going to claim?
I am light.
Good. And the rest of you organized, have the little ones organize the ceremony. And so, Sharon, you're going to get together. Tara, I say, I apologize. Tara, you're going to get together with your little one, and you're going to claim, I am light, on a count of three, and you're going to claim it three times aloud. Okay, so let's all get together with our little ones, and on a count of three, we're going to claim this new thing. One, two, three.
I am light. I am light. I am light.
That's it. Good. And now ask her to show you, as you've claimed this now together, a ceremony has happened. Ask her to show you what it would be like to be this light with, as a mother, with your kids. For you, not for them, but for you. What would it be like for Tara to be this light?
Being present with it.
Yeah, with you. And how does it feel for you?
I feel more present and calm and actually more detached in a way.
Yes.
Less controlling.
Right. That's correct. That's correct. Detached is good. Detached is good. Now, can you get it wrong? Is there any such thing as wrong in this energy of light?
No.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a great strategy that lasted for a long time and it was important, and it's just not needed anymore in the face of the light of who you really are, in face of the light of you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in the coming days, this is a new neural pathway, so the shadow neural pathway of needing to get it right will likely show up.
Right.
But it's just offering some beautiful resistance, some important resistance, so that you can claim this light over and over and over again, and it strengthens and strengthens and strengthens. Okay?
Okay.
So how are you doing?
Good.
Excellent.
Better.
Good. And that was really powerful for a lot of people. A lot of people are sharing how important that was for them. So thank you for stepping up. Thank you for being chosen today to work with me so that you can help not only you, but so many. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. That was hard.
I know it was. But I want you to feel the light right now. Feel the light. And check in and see, is it still hard? It might be. Might not be.
No, it's not hard. It was hard to push the buttons and raise my
hand. Hard to push the buttons, but it's not hard right now, is it?
No.
It's different.
It's
I want you
not.
To notice that. And this is the noticing that you're going to keep doing. You're going to keep noticing the difference. That's the new neural pathway. The old belief is it's hard. The new neural pathway says, wait a minute, it was hard, but it's not now. The old world neural pathway says, I can't get it right ever. And it's bad, and therefore everything's bad. And the new neural pathway says, what?
Right.
Like, what? What was that again?
What? Yeah.
Like, what? No. Right? So that's the practice, is to just notice the habit of the old, the shadow neural pathways coming up, because it served you for a really long time. And notice that you're going to create a pause and a new choice.
Okay.
Well done.
Thank you.
Thank you, Tara. Okay, so I think that's a wrap for today. I think those two sessions were really, really strong and a perfect thing to do on day 8, especially when I made all those boo-boos today. My sincere apologies for that. Wow. So I get to go work on a little bit of shame. I'm going to do an SDT session on myself this morning about that. Oh, my gosh. At least I'm still cute. So thank you. For those who are listening to the recording later, just ignore all that. You're wondering what the hell happened. But it did create a wonderful grist for the mill for us to play with today. Yay! So thank you all for being here. Thank you for being you. Thank you for being part of the 21 Days. And we're gonna go for it. I can tell. I can tell by the challenges that happened on day 8 that we are really going for it here. I love you, and I thank you, and I will see you for day 9. Good night, everyone.